we're going to be discussing the halachic question of saying certain brachos after Tchiyas HaMeisim. In halacha, we know that there are two interesting brachos that we say to people that we haven't seen in a long time. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Ches Amud Beis says the following din. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, once again, as piskom the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Haroyes Chaveir Lacha Shloishim Yoim, someone that sees his friend after 30 days, he makes the bracha, Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh. After 12 months, we say, Baruch Mechaya Mason. And there are many questions as to when do these dinim apply, and the questions that we are going to be dealing with today are the questions directly related to Tchiyas HaMeisim. That means when Tchiyas HaMeisim happens, and obviously people didn't see each other many years, they've been lying low. So do we make the bracha Mechaya HaMeisim, Shechiyonu? What's the status of these brachos in the times of Mashiach? That's the halachic question we're going to deal with today. So let's start with the bracha of Shechiyonu. There is a famous sicha that the Rebbe said on Simchas Torah Tovshin Memtes, right after Shnas Hakel, Shnas Tismach. So the Rebbe says that when we're going to be zoicha to see Moshiach, b'mheira v'yameinu, it seems to him, the Rebbe used the word mistaver, it makes sense to say that we're going to have to make a Shechiyonu. Besides the other brachas that there's a whole talk about, saying the brachas when you see a king, you know, the brachas associated with seeing a melech, we're talking specifically about the bracha of Shechiyonu. And why does the Rebbe say, does it make sense to say the bracha of Shechiyonu? So he says, Madoch, a friend that you didn't see for 30 days. There's this concept in halacha of making a Shechiyonu. How much more so Moshiach, such a person that you didn't see, so therefore for sure you should say a Shechiyonu. Now, there are those that asked the question after the Rebbe said the Sicha, and they had the following question. While it obviously makes sense that if you didn't see so and so long, you should make a Shechiyonu in comparison to 30 days, there is this klal in halacha that somebody that you never saw, so then you don't make a Shechiyonu after not seeing him for 30 days. You don't really know the person. So on people that didn't see Moshiach, and Moshiach comes, so why is it so understood that you should make a Shechiyonu? The halach of Shechiyonu, even the 30 days, is someone that you know, someone that you're friendly with, someone that you have a kesher to. How does this fit with Moshiach? So the answer that's given is based on an interesting halacha brought down in the Prima Godim. He says like this, what happens if somebody is married, their wife is expecting, and they go on a business trip, and either the business trip gets delayed or the wife's birth is early, and the baby is born. Now the father never saw this baby before, so should they make a Shechiyonu? Because we said that if you never saw the person before, you don't make a Shechiyonu. So the halacha is that you do make the Shechiyonu. Devadei yesh leisimcha bevoldeis. You don't have to have seen the person to have known the person. There are certain people in your life that automatically you have simcha. It's your child being born, whether you saw the child or not. It's understood, it's as if you saw him, because the simcha is tangible, it's real. So therefore, in such a case, you wouldn't make the Shechiyonu. The same is true with Moshiach. Obviously, everyone is so happy to see Moshiach. There's a deep inner happiness to seeing Moshiach. So obviously, it would make sense that in such a case, you wouldn't make a Shechiyonu when Moshiach comes. But now let's talk a little bit about the bracha of Mechaya Mason. Now, why is it that we make the bracha Mechaya Mesim after somebody we don't see them for 12 months? What's behind this bracha? So one of the reasons that's brought down is that after 12 months, people get forgotten. Nishkach mehalev. You know somebody, but after 12 months, it sort of leaves your heart. That's why we find also by mourning that after 12 months, nishkach mehalev. So being that, so to speak, the person was forgotten from your heart, so therefore you make a bracha mechaya meisim. Another reason that's brought down, this interesting reason, the Marsha explains, is that every single year, a person gets judged on Rosh Hashanah. If you saw somebody this year, Tov Shin, Pei Aleph, and then you didn't see them for 12 months, and it's after Rosh Hashanah, Tov Shin, Pei Beis, so they got judged again by the Eibishter. And therefore, you're hoping that the judgment is L'chaim Toivim Aruchim V'Sholim. They should have a nice long life. Therefore, you wish them, L'chaim Meisim, that they should be Zoiche, to have had a good Din Torah. Now, what happens in these brachis itself? This din that you make a bracha of Shechiyonu, is this, or Mechaya Mason, is this somebody that you would have to have known before? Or anyone, oh, I didn't see you in a long time, let's just make a bracha Shechiyonu. So Tosfos says, Haroyech Haveri Acha Shloishim Yoim, someone that you make a bracha of Shechiyonu after 30 days, Davke Haveri Achoviv Alav, there has to be somebody that you care about, somebody that you like. Now he doesn't say that specifically about the bracha Mechaya Meisim. Seemingly from Tosfos it comes out that even if someone that you just know, you're acquainted with, but you don't have a deep kesher to, for the bracha of Shechiyonu you wouldn't say, because Shechiyonu you make because of happiness. Someone that you don't really know doesn't really make you so happy. However, the bracha of Mechaya Meisim, in such a case you would make. However, the other Rishonim, like the Rosh and the Tur, they say that you do make a Mechaya, you don't make a Mechaya Meisim if it's not your good friend. Another similar discussion is, what happens if you didn't see your friend, but you got a letter from him, an email, a text message, a WhatsApp, a note? You know, does that take away the chiyuv to make the bracha because you had contact? So once again, certain mefarshim say, certain poiskim, yes. Certain poiskim say no. It's interesting, the psak of the Alter Rebbe himself, if you open up Seder Birchas Hanenin, Perik Yud Beis, Sif Yud Aleph, he says like this. That if you didn't see your friend in 30 days, you make the bracha Shechiyonu. In 12 months, you make the bracha Mechaya Meisim. And that is even if you had a Yediya Beintayim Bichsav or Baal Peh. Why? Ki ikir abracho anav v'simchas alev b'riyas ponov. It's the seeing that brings you the joy. Just because you had a message. So then, now, Bochum are asking, what about FaceTime, the other new ways that people communicate? Seemingly, if you actually saw the face of the person, that would be considered that you met. But we're talking here when you did not see the face. So therefore, once again, we see this concept of that there is this chiyuv to make this bracha. So it comes out that when Moshiach comes, it would seem clear that we would make the bracha Mechaya Meisim. When we see people who didn't see in 12 months, or 12 years, or 120 years, the bracha Mechaya Meisim we would make. Now, nowadays we make it because it's Ki'ilu Mechaya Meisim. Kol Shkein v'Kal V'Chomer in a time when you actually have Tchias HaMeisim, because there, in addition for the bracha, the simcha of seeing your friend, there's an additional inyan of the bracha. And that is the actual bracha on the nes of Tchias HaMeisim. When someone is alive and you didn't see them, there's no bracha on Tchias HaMeisim itself, because no Tchias HaMeisim happened. But when you actually have Tchias HaMeisim, then there is a concept to make the bracha regardless. Where do we find that? We find that, for example, by Yitzchak Avinu, the Medrash brings down that when Yitzchak went up for the Akedah, and he was saved, and according to some Mefarshim, he was almost like killed and brought back. So the Malachi Ashores made the bracha Mechaya Mesim. Because on Tchiyas HaMesim, you make the actual bracha. So it comes out that seemingly, whether it's your good friend or not, the people that we will meet in the time of Tchiyas HaMesim, which then they will literally have Tchiyas HaMesim, not just we didn't see them in a long time, they literally came back from the dead. In such a case, there wouldn't be a question in the Poiskim, and we would make the bracha of Mechaya Mesim. So we're going to say Shechiyonu for Mashiach, and we're going to be making the special brachas of Mechaya Mesim when we see all the people that have Tchiyas HaMesim and people that we didn't know or we did know that have Tchiyas HaMesim.